The pop singer and songwriter Elvis Costello has said he learned to read and write music when he began working on his new album, The Juliet Letters. He collaborated with a highly respected classical group, the Brodsky String Quartet. So is this a new and original concept, or just a pretentious imitation of the classics? Classical music critic Lord Schwartz reminds us that some memorable music has come from the collaboration between pop and classical musicians.
Back in the 1950s, a Frank Sinatra album called Close to You created a sensation because the songs were accompanied by one of America's greatest chamber groups, the Hollywood String Quartet. It remains one of Sinatra's warmest and most elegant albums. Or think of the Beatles. A string octet helped darken and deepen the mood of Eleanor Rigby. And in Penny Lane, David Mason of the Philharmonia Orchestra played a brilliant piccolo trumpet obbligato. It sounded like a fanfare out of Handel and energized the song in surprising ways. More recently, the Kronos String Quartet played an arrangement of Jimi Hendrix that showed how classical strings could be just as gutsy as more traditional rock instruments. But Elvis Costello's The Juliet Letters is on a whole different level of ambition. It's not merely a series of songs with a classical-style accompaniment, but a real song cycle, not a single continuous story, but a series of evocative, thematically connected songs in many different moods. Art songs, the sort of thing Schubert and Schumann did, not something you'd associate with pop music.
I'm a female soldier, my name is Constance. I enlisted in the military, needing funds for college. I'm 23 years old, and if I do get home alive, I imagine I may think again. I'm sleeping with my eyes open for fear of attack. Your words are comfort, they're the best things that I have. Apart from family pictures and of course my gas mask. I don't know why I am writing to
That's from the song that's at the heart of the album, I Thought I'd Write to Juliet. It's based on a letter that Elvis Costello received during the Gulf War. The cycle consists of a series of imaginary letters. Costello says he was inspired by something he had read about real people writing letters to Juliet Capulet in Verona. His co-writers and composers are the Brodsky String Quartet, who are especially admired for their performances of Dmitri Shostakovich's beautiful but bleak string quartets. I really like the tension between the sound of the strings and the rough sound of Elvis Costello's expressive but distinctly unclassical voice. He sings with passion and irony, something Barbara Streisand seemed afraid to do when she recorded her album of classical art songs. The Brodsky's accompaniments are rich and varied, and of course, wonderfully played. This is the beginning of Romeo's Seance.
I'm dying to hear you. dressed and dressed, and I'm all alone in this dream house. Though you're gone, I don't feel like crying. Romeo is calling you.
I wish some of the songs had more melodic profile. They're more recitative than aria. Some of them sound as if they were ground out by committee, a committee heavily influenced by Kurt Weill. But I'm finally impressed by the consistent intelligence and the pervasive sense of melancholy. I find the Juliet letters a lot more moving than, say, Paul McCartney's Liverpool Oratorio, which felt more like liverwurst, more an imitation of classical music than a real intersection between classical and pop. I wish more pop artists had Elvis Costello's guts to really revitalize classical forms and open up such daring new possibilities.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed the Juliet letters featuring Elvis Costello and the Brodsky Quartet.